Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
News Talk 830 WCCO. How's everybody doing? It is 12:09. Chad Hartman's off today. My name's Chris Eggert. I'm with 5 Eyewitness News. Happy to be with you. Happy to engage with you. Happy to talk to you. Happy to have a civil conversation about the world today. Can we do that? Does anybody want to do that? Or would we rather be complete raving lunatics to each other? I'm beginning to think we'd rather just be lunatics to each other. From what I'm ascertaining on what you're posting on social media and such. Hey, I want to hear from you today. The WCCO talking text line, 651-461-9226. There is no shortage of things to talk about in the news. Let me tell you, in the 5 Eyewitness newsroom and the newsrooms all across the world today, there's always something. And 9 times out of 10, those headlines are involving President Donald Trump. I think it's safe to say we all have an obsession with Donald Trump, good and bad. For those of you who are into the bit, you are into the bit. And he can say no wrong. And for those of you who aren't, then you believe that he is the worst possible person in the history of humanity. And then and it seems to find any middle ground on it is pretty hard these days.
There is not a whole lot of people wavering, are there?
To me, it'd be fun if we could just have a middle ground and have a little bit of dialogue and discussion and conversation about President Trump without it completely always going sideways. And maybe that's asking too much.
I think it is at this point.
Can't we just have conversations anymore? Have we lost our ability to have a civil conversation face-to-face with people? Hey, this is the best comment already so far coming in. I'm not obsessed. I never want to hear about any politician ever again. That's fair.
I'll take that.
I think that's fair, and I think people are – I think they're getting in that mindset, and I can tell you that as something who's done news as his vocation for way longer than I care to admit, like pushing 30 years at this point, which is insane because I'm not that old, but I never seen it like this. I've never seen us as a nation and community be so shut down and willing to have conversations with people without just getting pissed off, and then that's the end of it. Not talking to them ever again. Not going to go to Thanksgiving. We're not going to do Christmas. We're not going to. My parents were in town last week, and we went out to dinner, mm-hmm. went out to lunch. I guess it was happy hour. I'm old, so, you know, got to go to bed.
Early bird?
Yes, early bird. Yep. Early bird special. And I went into this epic, like, Ted Kaczynski-ish rant about how our phones have ruined our ability to have conversation. And I do truly believe that. I believe that we are so accustomed now to not looking each other in the eye and having a real conversation. And it's all right here on this thing, this little magic box that we have in our hands every moment of every day, that we've lost our ability to have a real conversation. And I think it's a big root of what's been going on with our country and why we're not civil to each other.
Were you chastising your parents for ignoring you?
I was chastising myself. I'm just as guilty of it as anybody. Yeah. I'm on the stupid thing all the time, too. Most of the time, I'm looking at Facebook Marketplace trying to find used cars. It's either that or news.
Okay, that's fair.
It's one of those things. So that, I would say, help clear your brain, whatever it is. Look at something else. You got to get away from the news a little bit. And I say this as somebody who does this for a living, and I want you to pay attention. Text and talk line coming in. How can you have a civil conversation with the lunacy of this administration? Please, let's not try and sane wash what he says. Okay?
You can still have a civil conversation with somebody from the other side. I assume this person is a lefty. You can have a conversation, a civil one, with somebody on the right.
I think you should be able to.
There's plenty of people on the right who say, you know what? The guy is nuts. I still support his policies to the large extent.
Trump gonna Trump. And I will always go back to that. And I know
that's a
weird thing to say, but whoever expected his second term would be different than his first term, whoever expected the guy was going to walk into office and be a different person, you're insane.
Yes.
I don't know how we could ever have that.
He's aged.
It just doesn't work that way.
He spent 4 years fighting being thrown in jail for life.
Pining away of ways. So when he came back, he was going to take full advantage of when he got in the White House. And he has it. He's definitely done that. Another comment coming in. Bleep you, TV boy. LOL.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that person was joking. They don't want to have
LOL is a nice
have it. Why can we have a civil conversation about the Minnesota Vikings and the Green Bay Packers, but when it comes to Democrats and Republicans, we cannot? I think that's great. I think about that a lot. I think that about why sports are as popular as they are right now, particularly the NFL, and that is one of the places left on this earth where, and not completely, because I know there's violence at soccer games, international soccer games, and I know there's bad things that happen.
Plenty of fights at NFL games. You'll see on videos every Monday.
Of course. But I do think that the sporting arena is still one place where we can be on different sides, and when it's all over, still maybe say something to the person when you're walking out of the Lambeau Field. And go, that was a good game. I'll get you next time.
90% of the time, 95% of the time, it's true. I agree.
And so I like that comment about sports, because I definitely wish, and I know it's hard to say that when people are characterizing if you're on one side or the other as good versus evil and these very dramatic, and I know some of you believe that, and that's fair. I understand that. But I think sometimes you need to take a deep breath and step away from it a little bit. Another comment coming in, the difference is that sports teams aren't trying to take away basic human rights. Trump is a deranged liar. Tough to have a conversation with anyone who supports him. Okay. I voted for Donald Trump 3 times. I'd vote for him again. So, yes, I'm a supporter of him. I also feel he's a blank and not a nice person, but I like his policies. Do you really have to like a guy for him to be a leader? The company I work for, the leader of the company, is not a nice guy, but he's a very effective leader. That's my point.
And that's a matter of taste.
Okay.
A matter of perspective.
Yep. Some people
do you vote for somebody based on policies, or are you, you know, the typical have a beer with the guy kind of voter?
Yep. I'm loving your comments so far. Thank you. I like hearing from you. I sit in a studio all day with no windows and read news.
The basement that Channel 5.
I don't get to hear from you, so I like that. And if there's something you want to say, by all means, I'd love to talk to you on the air too. 651-461-9226. I do want to bring up something about President Donald Trump from yesterday that I'm going to admit it drove me absolutely insane. And this is not from a political standpoint. This is from someone who has to read words for a living, and it doesn't always go well if you've ever watched the Channel 5 news. And I'm sure at some point during this radio broadcast, I'll put it on full display for you. Sometimes you get tongue-tied. Sometimes the teleprompter goes out. Sometimes the words just don't come out the way that you wanted them to.
Sometimes they don't come out at all.
Sometimes they don't come out at all. Today, the teleprompter skipped on me when I was reading a story about Stan Turner, a beloved former anchorman at Channel 5 who passed away. And the teleprompter went out, and I had to guess on a year of when he wasn't working at Channel 5 anymore, and a year came out that was 20 years off. And I felt so foolish and dumb because I didn't want to, you know, say anything bad about this guy who's a legend in our business. And and I felt really stupid about it. But when we came back, I apologized. I said, you know, explain what happened. 2002. And that was it. But I owned it. I owned the mistake.
Well, you had to blame somebody who was running the teleprompter to get him fired, right?
No. Did I already mess the talking text line up today? Somebody says, well, you already messed up the text line number twice today. The number is 651-461-9226.
Seems fair.
I must have said it wrong earlier. All right.
Fair. I didn't even catch it.
Fair. Back to my point. I'm doing the weave. I'm doing the Trump weave right
now. Yes, you are. Very effectively.
So yesterday, and we knew this was coming, and for those of you who are following the news, you knew this was coming, probably signaled a couple weeks down the line. But then at the Charlie Kirk Memorial Service on Sunday, among many of the many topics that President Trump decided to talk about at that platform in that moment, he brought up the fact that there's going to be a big announcement coming out about autism. And they were going to be unveiling this news on Monday. So we know he knew about it on Sunday. I know they have known about what they were planning on saying for quite some time. And so when the big moment came yesterday for President Trump to make the announcement that they believe pregnant women should not take Tylenol anymore because they think it causes autism or can cause autism, this is how it came out.
The FDA will be notifying physicians that the use of acetaminophen.
Okay. Unacceptable.
That's not good.
It's not good.
It's not a good look. You could hear Bobby helping him in the back. That was nice, RFK, to do that. But
I'm not saying,
the word is in there. If you're Donald Trump or you are his speechwriter, any of the aides, you know the word is in there.
And it's conceivable that he doesn't pre-read his speeches. Very conceivable.
I would never have guessed that.
And that's not a knock. Listen, this particular conversation, I'm not really trying to go one way or another on it, other than for God's sakes, this was the big thing you're unveiling and you can't say acetaminophen.
It's a big word. There's a lot in there. But, man, practice it.
You got to
practice it. AIDS, practice it with him. Make sure he knows one of the most important words in that speech, the active ingredient in Tylenol. Rather important when we're blaming, by the way, the brand name product.
In this moment.
Yes.
Yes. And it's been a build up to this. And this is going to be a key thing of Make America Healthy Again, which is one of the pillars of this administration. And you can't say acetaminophen? Oof. Yikes.
I've never run into that problem before. I've never had a guest or something with a name that's a bit unusual.
All the time.
And told a host, perhaps named Chad or any other, many other hosts that I've worked with, this is how you say their name. It's pronounced acetaminophen. It's pronounced acetaminophen. Oh, welcome back. We're here. Happy to welcome in John Acetta.
Acetaminophen. Hey, John. Oh, hey. Good to talk with you. Did I get your name right? Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine.
Say it however you want. Just happy to be here.
All right. Does this bother you guys? I want to know. 651-461-9226. I think I got the text number right here, 651-461-9226. Let's discuss this. I want to know your thoughts. Is this just a slip up of words, or is it a bigger indicator of somebody who is out of touch with the regular folks who use acetaminophen? I'd love to hear your thoughts when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Chris Eggert in for Chad Hartman, and I'm loving your text, your comments. Thank you. You guys are funny. You guys are very funny. I wanted to talk about why, if anybody thought President Donald Trump not being able to say the word acetaminophen at his big news conference yesterday, if that meant something for me from a preparation standpoint, it bothered me. That's not a political statement. It's just an observation. And so I wanted to point it out. I wanted to listen to it again. I wanted to see if it was as bad as I thought at the moment. And you guys have all kinds of things to say about this. Trump's cognitive abilities are rapidly declining.
Also rapidly declining.
And rapidly declining. Which is very scary. He's turned into a rabbit. That's what you focus on, pronouncing acetaminophen. By the way, I needed help spelling it. It's a hard word to spell.
It's a lot of letters.
It's a lot of letters. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Has there really been any study on using too much of it? Is too much use while pregnant? It can't be good. Okay, and that's, I know there is definitely some part of the medical community that says this is worth taking a look at. That's not what I'm here talking about at the moment. I'm discussing specifically when the president has this big moment to say something and throw something out there and he gets the basic thing wrong. Does he not care about it? I'm sure he cares about it. This was something he brought up. He's been wanting to talk about. Is he out of touch? Does he not even what's acetaminophen like?
Yeah. Like, it just hurts credibility.
Right.
People are already very dubious of RFK Jr. and what he's said for years about vaccines and autism and all of that.
Yep.
And to lead the press conference that way, fair or not, when the president leads it off with how do we say this? And you lose people. You just do.
I was like,
yeah.
How? And again, like, Trump is Trump. I'm not, you guys are having your comments, and that's great, and I love hearing from you. But, you know, I think we all knew what he was going to be when he came into office. Now, we're also hearing from plenty of you, and I appreciate this, and I knew you were going to bring this up. So, we're not blind to the fact that the guy who was in the White House before, Donald J. Trump, had some stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't exactly a wordsmith in his final months.
That was that one debate. I don't know if you remember that, June 2024.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with. Look.
Yeah.
Okay. I hear you. I know that it was bad.
And yes, again, also losing a lot of credibility.
Right. So can we look at this objectively and maybe just laugh? Well, I can, but I'm not dug in on this on either side. But I know, I'm reading your comments. You guys are. You're not going to laugh about it. It's either this or that. It's one or the other. I feel like we have to laugh about it a little bit, or we're done. And that's everywhere where it's headed, where we're just, nobody can have a chuckle about something. News conference you just had, the whole big thing. Yeah. Autism's not funny. The idea, the study is funny, is not funny. The issue is a very serious issue. I'm just, Just saying.
Don't hate me for it. No, my point is always, it was just, if you lead with the doctors, not RFK, maybe not Dr. Oz, but you leave with the people that know the issue backwards and forwards, that can explain why they believe this, rightly or wrongly, you know, explain there's been studies here, there's been studies there. It leads to some, at least a little bit of credibility.
Right.
It leads to at least the public, even those who are skeptical, saying, you know what, I don't know if I buy it, but go ahead and look into it. You know, nobody wants autism rates to keep jumping up and up and up. So if we think we might have a handle on something that could help even a little bit, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Put some money there. Let's put some people on it. Let's see what happens if we get some more studies or whatever it is. But when you lead the press conference that way, man, there's just so many people that it doesn't matter what you say after that.
Yeah,
doesn't matter at all. They're gone.
You lost them right there. No faith in
anything that's going to be said from that point on.
You guys are having some great comments here. Talking text line 651-461-9226. Being in the White House must have effect on talking words and cognitive ability.
As we just mentioned,
yeah, it also ages them. There's no doubt about that. We subconsciously screw up our words or can't keep our story straight when we're lying. That's a thought.
Okay.
That's your comment. I wonder how many people on the street don't know that Tylenol is acetaminophen, 50%. I think that's also a fair point.
Probably.
I have to explain that to my kids. They're both in college now. Tylenol versus ibuprofen. Oh, is Advil, ibuprofen, is Tylenol, acetaminophen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I get it. But that's
What's Aleve?
starts with an N. But you know what? I'm not holding a news conference right now talking about how bad it is for somebody. I didn't just cause a multi-billion-dollar company to lose all kinds of money in its stocks with one word coming out of my mouth.
Yeah. At least the generic acetaminophen's okay, I guess.
And I don't even think that's true.
No, it's not.
Yeah, right.
But we poor Tylenol. Ah, it's tough to be big Tylenol today.
Their stock did jump up, by the way, after it had a bad day, as you would have guessed.
Yes.
Maybe it was because Donald Trump was on autopilot. Maybe. He wasn't really thinking about it. He just kind of started riffing, as he did at the United Nations General Assembly today. He just started riffing. He admitted the teleprompter was out, and he just let it rip.
Mm-hmm.
As he would have anyway, I'm sure, because that's what he does. He just let it rip. A lot of the same old storylines. America's as hot as it's ever been. We're the hottest country. Maybe he was on autopilot. And maybe there's a pretty good chance we all are. We're going to dig into the results of a new study on that when we come back. News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.